The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Clark, Chief Executive Officer of Gfinity, G-F-I-N, is ticker there. John, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, pleased to be here.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. A cracking update today, half-year update, strong performance. Let's get into it. So what is driving this performance here?
Yeah, we're making positive progress against the business targets that we've set out and set for ourselves and out in the marketplace. You know, since March, we've been on a journey of transforming the financial performance of the business, and I think that was important, and it is important that we demonstrate that we've got the economics of the business under control, because if we do that, that gives us the foundation on which to grow. So yeah, we significantly reduced our cost base. We stayed focused on the strategic plan around what we own, what we co-own, and building communities for others. So I'm really pleased to be able to show that in the fourth quarter of 2020, those efforts are delivering. So on an adjusted EBITDA basis, we're profitable for the quarter, which is the first time in the company's history. So that we've ever had a profitable quarter. So that's a good milestone for us. I do have to note that it doesn't imply in the short term we're always going to be profitable on a monthly basis going forward, but what it does show is that the business model is working. We're adding scale, which helps with sort of that some of the seasonality in the business, and we now have the opportunity to grow profitably.
Yeah, exactly. And you're optimizing so many parts of the business as well. So going forward, it's good. So, so the business update, exactly where specifically are you seeing success then, John?
Yeah, there's success across all our pillars. You know, when you look at the building the communities for others, we were reappointed by Formula One to deliver the virtual Grand Prix series, which the first show was broadcast from the arena on Sunday night. And I enjoyed going down there and watching the team deliver that. And it's always it was amazing seeing the live shows and how that all works, especially when you're doing it virtually using our virtual technology. We've been appointed by to deliver the Velo E-Series with McLaren, celebrity-based racing series with stars such as Craig David as one of the stars that's involved in that. So reaching out to different audiences. The Premier League's in full flow now. And we're working with clubs in the Premier League to deliver their playoff and produce their playoff shows. We've also seen success with white labeling our company-owned tech IP, which is very important for us, because I think there's major growth opportunity there. And the commercial pipeline is strong, and I think there's a better understanding now in the marketplace of what Gfinity today brings versus what Gfinity of the past may have offered. So that's why I think we're seeing the positive movements with each of the areas of our business.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, you just mentioned there, building communities for others, and then we go into what you co-own, which you launched the V10R League. What's happening there?
Yeah, the V10R, that's our multi-year partnership with Abu Dhabi Motorsport Management. The first season was a real success, and I think I've mentioned before on this. We signed the deal with Abu Dhabi in June, and within three months we had a world class product on TV with great teams, on ESPN, BT Sport, and with a purpose built car, etc. And in a very, very short period of time, and that product was viewed by more than 35 million people. People on linear and channels, as well as 9 million people on digital. There was over 200 million minutes of racing were watched. And ESPN3, which did a great job. They had it live on ESPN3 at 6 o'clock every night of the week for the seven week period of the show. They had at times that were concurrent. The peak concurrent views then were around quarter of a million. So it sort of captured the imagination, and has really resonated with in the marketplace. So Series 2 starts in April. We've got an updated car, even faster and really built for even more overtaking. There's going to be greater distribution, especially on digital channels. And we're also planning to add more teams. So we've got lots going on there, and we're building the value of that property, again, step by step. And so there's more to come in that in the weeks ahead.
Yeah. And looking at the, Gfinity Digital Media, or GDM, it's doing very well, very strong, then you say, fast growing. you know, highly profitable revenue stream there, and it's obviously, of course, 100% owned. So take us through that. Is it doing better than you expected, John? Or?
Yeah, the GDM is a great story. In the fourth quarter, we had close to 40 million users and generated revenues of £275,000. So, and to give that some context, the revenue delivered in the same quarter in 2019 was just around £40,000. So we're seeing phenomenal growth there. And the way we're approaching this and the way we're growing is to expand our organic portfolio and through sort of starting to make acquisitions. So, you know, organically, we launched racinggames.gg in November. And in the first 4 months, that generated 75,000 users, which is, you know, twice as many as we delivered for Stealth Optional in its first month. And we thought that was doing amazing at the time. So, you know, we've got a great editor, we've got great content, we're known in the space for racing games, and we've got a lot coming up there. So that's really positive. And then on the acquisition front, Epic Stream, which we acquired in early December, you know, has grown from 600,000 users to over a million by the end of January. And, you know, that's as a result of, you know, the existing team there are very talented and great guys, but it's also by sort of overlaying what we do best and what the Gfinity Digital Media Group and team do best. And as a result of that, you know, within, you know, space, 400,000 additional users in the space of just a short number of weeks. So that's proving to be successful and growing the way we want it to. And this week we're launching another site that takes into another exciting area of Magic the Gathering. So which is a big, massive audience of people that play that. But it's an area that's new to Gfinity. But it's where the Epic. It is an area of strength for the Epic Stream team. So they already have a Magic the Gathering Rocks Facebook page with over 280,000 likes, and they just had more than 500,000 engagements in the past 28 days alone. So there's a lot of activity going. So what means that we can sort of take that traffic and build a site that becomes the go-to for fans and deliver something really special in that space, utilizing everything that we know. And ultimately, as we've said before, once you get scale, you're able to start to monetize in multiple ways, and it becomes more valuable for brands and others that want to sort of tap into the gamer lifestyle.
So
as January was a quieter month, and I think it was a little bit of a calm after the Q4 storm. So we've been doing optimization work on the sites that helps us manage content seamlessly. We're going to improve our user experience as the traffic starts to build up in the weeks ahead. So, you know, the GDM overall is a very positive story.
Yeah. Well, I read the update today and I thought, wow, that is so positive. I think the share price is going to fly here. And then someone's come in, some impatient person, I assume, and started selling their stock by the looks of it. And I thought, the only unknown in there, really, is the FSP. So, and I understand you can't say a lot about that, but is there any updates then? And I couldn't think of any other reason why someone would want to sell today, but any updates on the FSP?
Yeah, as I said to you beforehand, trying to understand exactly how that works, but and you know, some people with profit taking, etc. You know, some people, you never really know why. So I think our focus and my focus is really saying just keep building on the foundation blocks, put them in place, build a strong business, and deliver on what we say we're going to deliver. So that's the way I look at it and focus on it. On the FSP, you know, there's nothing new to add there. It's continuing, or nothing new that I'm able to share. It's continuing as planned. You know, what it's important to stress is that we're staying true to our guiding principle from the start, and the ball's going, which is really to ensure that Gfinity best capitalise on the potential market opportunity and can deliver shareholder value. That's what's driving us, and that's what's what we stay focused on. So, you know, as we get more updates, we'll provide them, and as and when appropriate. But that's where we are on that at the moment.
Yeah, well, you seem like a man of your word. I mean, you said you know, a while back you're going to aiming for profitability. You've got there, and so, you know, I personally trust you on this as well. So let's talk about where we are at the moment. I mean, obviously we're still in lockdown. It's looking like the light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter, but is it affecting the business anyway?
Yeah, I think the overall market environment, you know, caused by the lockdown is having of an impact across all sectors. You know, we're not immune in that space. All what we're doing is continue to navigate the challenges that this is causing, and managing to that. You know, we're well positioned. The good news is we're a leading player in one of the most exciting industry sectors in the world. And I think sometimes you have to sort of stop and look at that again. You're a leading player in one of the most exciting industry sectors in the world. And so what the last 9 months has shown, that despite the difficult environment, we've been able to transform the performance of the business. You know, and we're delivering for the first time in the company's history, a quarter of profitability on adjusted EBITDA basis. So as I mentioned before, that's an important milestone. It's a sign that we're doing the right thing and going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. You know, the team's working hard and smart to build value for shareholders. So I think our fundamentals are strong and the foundations are definitely in place now to enter a period of solid growth. And as you say, I think there is going to be light at the end of the lockdown tunnel, and we make sure that we're able to take full advantage of that.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. John, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future when you've got more good news to share. Thanks very much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.